The Holy Gospel according to John, the 6th chapter. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there beside the sea, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum, looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of our Lord.
I'd like to invite the children or anyone who would like to hear Lori Hansen read The Kissing Hand to, to go out to the comfy chairs. Or Lori will stay, gets to listen to the sermon. Long weekend. And I'd like to invite Luzmi Crespo to come up and share with us her sermon.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here. Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here, and it's my honor to God to be in this place with you guys today. Pastor Kate said, I am from Colombia. I've lived in Canada for 15 years. I came with my family 15 years ago, and I became a volunteer pastor 8 years ago at the Spanish church in Old Sign Lutheran Church. I love Lutheran people. They're wonderful people. They opened the door one day when I came here, and I get really engaged with you guys. I'm being volunteers, doing at the church what any things the church needs, because I think you guys are really obedience people. This church, when we have any events, everybody just participated. And I am in the flow in the same way. You guys even teaching me many things as a Lutheran. I'm proud to be Lutheran too. I would like to say thank you. Thank you to the Lutheran Church first for opening the door for me, for being kind, love. I feel all the kind, the love from heaven, from Lord in every of you guys in this country. Well, I am from Centro Biblico, it's international. I'm so happy to have the opportunity to preaching about the bread of life. I want to tell you how important is the bread for me, and how important can be the bread for each of us. First of all, my dad was a bakery. My dad was a bakery, and we really enjoy when he came every day with the fresh bread. We was waiting or when he sent the bread, because he was separated from my mom. We didn't, you know, as a child, Sometimes we didn't care he's not coming. We're just waiting for the bread he sent. And we grow up with that bread because my dad was a bakery. And other things, we opened at least 6-7 years ago a bread ministry in the city. I have a people from Old Saint Lutheran Church, and I have my friend Ken Chu. He was one who started this guy here, and all the senior people at the Old Saint Lutheran Church with Mona, our sister in Christ, they make a calendar, and everybody have day to go. We start with Costco in Okotos. Right now, I have Cold Bakery, a different group of people, and we helping dropping center, mustard seed. These things came in my heart one day when I went to Okotos, and I saw when the employee has to throw away the bread on the garbage. I feel pain in my heart when I saw that much going, because you know how many people are dying in this war? How many people are hungry, even in this city? We didn't know, but people are in need. And when I saw this bread going there, I said, what? What are you guys doing? No charity. No one's getting the bread. And I said, oh, you know, I have people who can eat this bread. And they said, okay, sign, fill the paper, and you can get the bread. And we start, Mona and me, just daily, stands of bread. We just driving to drop-in center, driving to Master C, and daily until all the people from Old Sign came and help. Now they still have the minister, and I have another people with Cold Bakery and other bakery. That's how the bread became important in my life. I just start for my dad. And you know, I'm doing this job because I know people are hungry. I know we believe in God, and we are in the blessing country. Canada is a blessed country. But still, people around who lost, they have everything today. But tomorrow, they wake up with nothing. I'm happy to do this job, and I'm happy to serve the Lord, because all those bread are important, yes. The bread of life is the most important, and it's Jesus Christ. That's why I became a pastor. Because when he told me, I am the bread of life. If you believe in me, if you trust me, you will never hungry. You will never thirsty. But the most important thing is, he said to me, you will never die because you will have eternal life. I would like to say thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you because this word is coming from you, not from me. The Holy Spirit is the one who opened my mouth and talk with all the people right now here. It's your word, Lord. It's your power. It's your kingdom in this church. It's you talking in each heart for your sister, for your brothers and sons, and all the beautiful people you create in this town, in this area, and especially in this church today. I believe you're talking right now. I believe you are here, and I can continue to talk about this important message because you are with me. Amen. Well, Jesus is the bread of life. You and me are here, not only for being sitting on the chair and hearing the gospel every day, every Sunday. You and me are here also to tell everyone outside who is Jesus. Because he is our salvation. We was dead. We was condemned. And God sent the breath of life from heaven to the air, to giving us salvation and freedom for each of us. We are here, blessing, but outside of this wall, many people die. For hunger, yes, but also dying because they don't have Jesus in their life. And this is our mission as a Christian, as a son or daughter of God, to tell everybody we have the bread of life in our life. His name is Jesus Christ. He died for us at the cross. He was the most person in this world who went to die for everyone, the only innocent, the only one who doesn't have sin. He became in this world to die for everyone. You know how many times in the original version of the Bible, the word bread is there? 492 times. Look at how important it is. In the original version, 492 times it's writing the word bread. Another thing is Jesus in the Last Supper. He sits with the disciple. He can break a fish and wine. He decides to get bread. Because when he gets the bread, he said to everyone in this table, take and eat. This is my body. This is my body I'm going to give him for you. And he shared. But also he said, take and eat because I want you to remember me all the time. One other thing I love from Lutheran Church, you know what? We have communion every Sunday. And when we have communion, when you get this bread in your hands, you say, Jesus, when I got the bread in my hands, I said, Jesus, thank you for dying for me at the cross. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for giving, take away my punishment. Thank you for giving to me eternal life. And I eat my bread. Many churches, even Christian churches, is once a month. But we have communion every Sunday because Jesus wants us to remember him all the time when we have this bread. He make a huge miracle when he multiply the bread and many people eat bread and fish, of course. He can make another different miracle, only fish, but he decide bread because he called him his own body bread. Well, Jesus also in our daily pray with, many of us pray the Heavenly Father, what the Heavenly Father said, give us today our daily bread. What bread? They can put giving our daily chicken, our daily meat, our daily vegetables, but giving to us our daily bread. Because the daily bread is Jesus. Jesus is the one who has to be in our life every day, every morning, every afternoon, every night. When you go to bed, when you wake up, say, God, give him to me my daily bread. I would like to have Jesus every single day of my life. I would like to feel Jesus every single time of my life with me. Because he is the bread of life. I won't be hungry. I won't be thirsty. I won't be die eternal. I have eternal life. I am free. I am blessed because Jesus decided to become from heaven. The Father sent from heaven to us the real bread in the real body. A man who walked with not many people believe in him, but the one who believe in him, us who are here because we are here because we believe at the cross he died for us. We are saved. We have eternal life. We have Jesus with us because that's the best gift God sent from heaven to us. Well, Lord, this is your church. This is your people. This is the place you're going to bless the next couple of days abundant. Because all of us, we're going to talk about the bread of life. It's our Jesus, Lord. That's why we are here in Canada, Lord. Because every time we'll confess Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is our Lord, is our Christ. And every single person will be saved when they confess Jesus. Pray with me. Saints God. Everybody say, Saint God. For Saint Jesus. Thank you for the gift of bread. Thank you for save us. Thank you for giving to us eternal life. Thank you for set us freedom. And thank you for all the bless you giving daily to us. And thank you for the real bread of life. Our Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, amen. Thank you.